Atonement is a contemporary classic about class, unrealized love, and guilt. The novel is regarded as one of author Ian McEwan's best, and considered by Time magazine as one of the finest of the last century. It focuses on a single day in the summer of 1935. On this day, Bryony Tallis, a wealthy, creative teenage girl, witnesses a series of interactions between her older sister Cecilia and the family's cleaning lady's son, Robbie Turner. Bryony interprets these interactions as abuse on the part of the young man, but the reality is that Robbie and Cecilia are just realizing they have romantic feelings for each other, which they have been harboring unknowingly for years.
Initially, a simple phrase chased round and round in Cecilia's thoughts. Of course, of course. How had she not seen it? Everything was explained. The whole day, the weeks before, her childhood, a lifetime. It was clear to her now. Why else take so long to choose a dress, or fight over a vase, or find everything so different, or be unable to leave? What had made her so blind? So obtuse.
On that same night, Bryony finds her cousin Lola in the arms of an older man and assumes she is being raped. By completely misunderstanding the interactions she had seen between Robbie and her older sister, Bryony reaches the conclusion that the one raping Lola was Robbie. Years later, Bryony finds out that the man she saw with Lola was not Robbie, but a family friend of a much higher social class. The events of that day ultimately lead to the demise of the three main characters. Cecilia and Robbie's love story never materializes, and Bryony lives a life of regret.
Bryony learned a simple, obvious thing she had always known, and everyone knew. That a person is, among all else, a material thing, easily torn, not easily mended.
As the book focuses greatly on the most minute intricacies of one day, the reader might initially be led to believe that this is because there is no metaphysical destiny and everything that happens is solely accidental.
That love, which does not build a foundation on good sense, is doomed.
However, as the class of the lovers, Cecilia, the rich girl, and Robbie, the cleaning lady's son, is made a central theme, the text leads us to a different conclusion. Class is not something we can just get over. It is a man-made destiny to be reckoned with.
Whatever happened in the future, however superficially strange or shocking, would also have an unsurprising, familiar quality, inviting her to say, but only to herself, "Oh yes, of course, that I should have known."
As the reader is presented with an image of Robbie striving to reach Cecilia with glorious optimism, it might seem that it is pure chance that ultimately keeps him from her, while actually their class differences are what undermines their love the most. It is class, a class Bryony somewhat embodies, that makes their love star-crossed.
Cecilia always seemed to find it awkward. "That's our cleaning lady's son," she might have been whispering to her friends as she walked on. "He liked people to know he didn't care. There goes my mother's employer's daughter," he once said to a friend. He had his politics to protect him, and his scientifically based theories of class, and his own rather forced self-certainty. "I am what I am."
Bryony feels guilty for having put her class bias and frustrated crush on Robbie in the way of her older sister's romantic fulfillment. She operates as an enforcer of the British stiff upper lip that so deeply dominates the society portrayed by McEwan, and pays for it with a life of regret.
How can a novelist achieve atonement when, with her absolute power of deciding outcomes, she is also God? There is no one, no entity or higher form that she can appeal to or be reconciled with, or that can forgive her. There is nothing outside her. In her imagination, she has set the limits and the terms. No atonement for God, or novelists, even if they are atheists. It was always an impossible task, and that was precisely the point. The attempt was all.
Bryony remains somewhat frozen in that day, and feels personally guilty of causing Cecilia and Robbie's romantic frustrations. The theme of destiny, or lack thereof, returns as Bryony, now a successful writer, crafts a text with an alternative storyline of her sister's love with Robbie, one in which the lovers triumph and manage to live without shame. In doing so, she tries to give them the life she feels she took from them. The novel, which was made into an Oscar-winning film in 2007, leaves the reader with the question, is it up to Bryony to atone, or was she just a vessel of insurmountable class conditions, prejudices, and British social customs? It is possible that if she had said nothing, someone or something else would have inevitably separated Robbie and Cecilia.
Now she was back in the world. Not one she could make, but the one that had made her. And she felt herself shrinking under the early evening sky.